Local Heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Well, welcome to Heroes of the North State on North State Now, right here on KCNR Radio 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, plus live streaming at KCNR1460.com. Well, tonight it is going to be a good life because I am here with three amazing women. And if you have not tuned into this show before, tonight is the night. I'm really glad that you did, because each one of these ladies on their own could be an entire show. But tonight we're just going to touch the top of just how amazing they are and what they do in our community. So this evening, I am pleased to have Carrie Carancy with me. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the Community Foundation of the North State. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And then also with us, we have Christy Lanham. She's Northern Sierra Community Relations Manager of Sierra Pacific Industries and Sierra Pacific Foundation. Sorry, Christy. Happy to have you. Thank you.
Thank you. This is an exciting night with a fabulous message. So excited to be a part of it.
Thank you. Thank you. And then also we have Jennifer Finnegan. She's the executive director of the Lassen Park Foundation. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So this evening we are here because we're talking about a very serious topic, but we're also here to shine on some hope. Because, you know, we have all four of us ladies have been in the nonprofit world most of our life. We've all held positions as either directors, leaders of industry, and or our big hat volunteerism. Big on giving back, and I am just pleased to be in this circle with all of you. So tonight we're going to talk about our community, how amazing our individuals are that are in our community, that live here, that make up the foundation of who we are in the North State. And we're going to start it off by, I would like to start it off by saying to all of you right now who are battling with these fires that are all around us, we can't ignore that that's happening while we're having this show. So I'd just like to personally say thank you so much to everyone who is out there tirelessly, working to serve and protect us, to those firefighters, to those first responders, to those volunteers who are just right there on the front line making a difference and helping those individuals who probably right now feel pretty helpless. So just want to take a moment to say thank you. And then also to say, you know, if you haven't tuned into our show, I want to give a little bit of a foundation. So this show was spun off because when we had our car fire a couple of years back, I was sitting in my home and I'm watching the news and I'm thinking, what can we do? Because there's so many amazing people who are just rising above because they just saw a need and they needed to fill it. We heard of people taking in complete strangers, absolutely complete strangers, not only from our community, but from communities around us, into their home and let them live with them for not just a night, but weeks on end. We saw people who were housing their animals, who were giving groceries and food and dollars and their time, grocery shopping, or whatever it took to be able to help. And so I was talking with a good friend of mine, and I said, you know, there's got to be a way that we can shine a light on these people, these North State heroes. And then the marketing side of me went, ding, ding, ding. Hey, let's do that. So I was really blessed to talk with Carl and Linda Bott, and that's how this show came to light. And so tonight we're going to talk with three North State heroes. Typically what I find is people who, when you call them a hero and you invite them to come on the show, they're really humble. And so they tend to not want to be in the spotlight. But that's okay, because this is the time, I think, when we as a community need to be able to show what's available and how we can help and what we can do and what we're putting out there. So, tonight we're going to talk about COVID, and we're going to talk about nonprofits, and we're going to talk about giving back and the ways that you can give back. There are so many different ways that we can jump in. So we have Carrie from the foundation, and of course, many of you probably know her through North State Giving Tuesday. And I know, Carrie, that maybe we'll give a little bit of a overview of what your role is at the foundation.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, I do a lot of things at the Community Foundation, but the community is what allows me to do all of this and to be able to share what we can do with North State Giving Tuesday and the Community Foundation, and I'm just honored to be able to play that role.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know. So tell me, how long have you been at the foundation?
I've been at the Community Foundation almost as long as I've been in Reading, which is over 14 years now. So it's been a long road, and I have sat in almost every seat in the foundation office except for CFO. So I've seen it in from many different avenues, many different ways, and I've been the CEO now for about 7 years.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so why don't we talk with Christy a little bit. So, Christy, you're at the foundation for SVI. Tell us a little bit what that looks like.
Sure. So I have been had the fantastic opportunity to partner with the 10 northern counties. So as the North Sierras would include everything from the coast, Humboldt County, all the way over to the Nevada border, from the Siskiyou County, California border, all the way down to almost Sacramento. So a fantastic area filled with rural communities where we've got crew members living, working, and, of course, families recreating and attending schools and participating in all avenues of the community. So with the Sierra Pacific Foundation, it's something, you know, that was started by the Emerson family over 70 years ago. It includes not only our Sierra Pacific scholarships for every Sierra Pacific child or dependent, of a crew member. So as we've got grown as a company over those 70 years, we now have a little over 5,200 employees or crew members. And each of those children of Sierra Pacific employees have the opportunity and get the Sierra Pacific scholarship up to 4 years. So it's renewable, and it ensures not just four-year degrees, but any form of education, trade schools. You could be going to beauty school, going for a welding certificate. Of course, we love to see them go into natural resources, agriculture, but more than anything, it's a reinvestment into our community and into our families that, like you mentioned earlier, are what make the community.
Yeah.
And then obviously on the non-scholarship side, so traditional grant applications, we see anywhere from 20 to upwards of 80 nonprofits throughout the region submit grant applications each month. The family and board are extraordinarily generous, ranging from supporting local public safety agencies to our local schools, as well as veterans programs, senior programs, especially right now during COVID, some very special areas of need focused on our youth especially and seniors that may not have transportation. So it's broad and wide, and obviously we hope to make an impact and support areas of our community. You know, these are the smaller towns. These are rural areas, not big cities, that have a lot of opportunities for large grants, but a great way to breathe into that community, give a hand up to those nonprofits that are doing great work. So it's a phenomenal place to be, and to see what they invest in our next generation and future generations for all areas of education is something I can't describe.
Okay. Well, Christy, I know we could spend time with both you and Carrie talking about endless just giving back, just the amazing opportunities that you've given. I know nonprofits that I've worked with and worked for, volunteered for. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the show continues on. And then when we come back, we'll talk with Jennifer. But for now, we're going to take a commercial break. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade, your host. Tonight, we're shining a light on nonprofits, COVID, how it's affected our community, and how you can get involved and how you can help. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Lassen Park Foundation's cornerstone event, Peak Experience, is just around the corner, September 14th through the 20th. Enjoy a fully online virtual event. Registration is free for access to over 75 live and silent auction packages. The live stream event on September 19th will feature live auction package bidding. Go to LassenParkFoundation.org today to register and join us for the Peak Experience All Online Gala September 14th through the 20th. Register now.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Steve McCarley with Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. We're excited to have our 7th annual Iron Soldier Benefit Ride coming up here on October 4th. All bikes are welcome, and 100% of the proceeds will go to our local veterans through Homeward Bound. You can pre-register by calling 275-7300. There are some great sponsorship opportunities for businesses. Once again, call 275-7300.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Well, welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. Well, this show was made possible tonight by our wonderful sponsors, Vestra Resources and Lassen Canyon Nursery. Now, these are two organizations here in our community that repeatedly give back. They have so many causes that they sow into, and we just would like to give them a big thank you. Lassen Canyon Nursery grows strawberry plants for both the commercial grower and the home gardener, Lassen Canyon Nursery. Everybody loves their strawberry plants at Lassen Canyon Nursery. Check them out online at LassenCanyonNursery.com and think about them this spring when you're trying to buy your strawberry plants. And then also Vestra Resources, our passion, is committed to providing excellent customer service and delivering solutions to their most difficult problems. We encourage you to think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs. Thank you so much to both of those sponsors. Now we're back tonight and we're going to talk with Jennifer. And Jennifer Finnegan, she is with the Lassen Park Foundation. Now, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about what your role is at the foundation.
Well, I am the executive director of the Lassen Park Foundation. We've been around for about 36 years. We're the official nonprofit partner for Lassen Volcanic National Park. And what we do is a lot of capital project fundraising, the Komi Amani Visitor Center, we helped fund that, the Lassen Peak Trail rebuild. But what we've been doing a lot of lately is working with the Volcano Adventure Camp and constructing that and running that. And that's a youth camp program. It's strictly for youth groups, and we give grants to help bring kids, mostly underserved kids, that wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity to come to a national park and get them up there in the park and introduce them to the exploration, the adventure, and just the wildness of the whole park. It's really a wonderful thing to do every day.
So how long have you been with the park?
Just over 5 years.
Okay, so long enough. That's good.
Long enough.
Well, I hear wonderful things. You're doing great things up at Lassen.
Thanks. We really love what we do.
Yeah. So we've set the foundation on what your daily jobs are and how you give back through your employment and through our communities. Let's talk a little bit about your volunteerism, because I know all three of you ladies have a big heart for our community, and volunteerism is definitely something that is in the forefront. You either have been a volunteer, you've led volunteers, or you're thinking of causes to create that cause volunteers to come to you. So anyone can jump right in, but I know, Carrie, you come with just an amazing list of volunteer practices that you've done in the past. You want to share a few of those with us?
Sure. Well, we can talk a little bit about Giving Tuesday, of course, bringing all the nonprofits together. It's been 5 years of Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It's a great way to kick off the holiday season. Everyone can go online. And what a great year to have an online event already established, of course, when we can't gather
well
in mass.
Yes. Very wise.
That was fortuitous, of course. And over these 5 years, we've raised collectively for these nonprofits nearly $4 million. And it's just been phenomenal to see everybody come together and to raise so much money during a 14-hour time period. So, of course, we have that. And then on the individual level, I love being a part of Rotary and civic engagement through Reading West Rotary and what we can do with Taste of Reading and giving back through that as well. So not only in my professional life with Giving Tuesday, but being a Rotarian and giving back to our communities through other avenues.
So do you remember how old you were when you did your first volunteer?
Gosh, that is a hard one.
I have to think about that.
You know,
here we go.
That's so hard because my parents modeled it strongly since the very beginning. So I honestly don't remember because it was just ingrained in everything we did as a family, and then watching my parents both individually, whether it was, you know, donating toys that we no longer needed, or volunteering at an event to help fundraise for something. It was just what you did. And so, just ingraining that in children, I think, is just so important anyways. And so that modeling behavior, and if we can model that for our young children, I think that's just so important for the health and benefit for our entire community.
You know, I often would say with my children when they were younger, I don't know that I was necessarily, my parents just worked a lot and they didn't necessarily get involved in the community, but for some reason it was just in me. Like, I just wanted to be involved. You see a need, you want to do it, but you don't look at it like that when you're a child. It's just something, oh, I can help, you know, and you jump right in. And that's when I try to tell people, and they say, well, how do you get involved? I go, you just have to show up.
Right.
You just have
to
be willing.
Exactly,
you don't have to have a special skill set. You in fact, will probably develop a special skill set you didn't even know you had. So I find I've managed volunteers and I've been a volunteer, and on both sides it's rewarding.
Absolutely. You just have to have heart. If you have heart and you love the cause or the mission, show up.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, and what I found just in my own life, but also in doing this show, is that people come in and they think, I don't have anything to give. I'm not outgoing. I can't be in the front. Well, you don't need to be, because we need people in the back who don't, you know, put an outgoing person stepping envelopes, they won't necessarily want to do that. But if you put a person who loves that repetitive and it's helping the cause, there's something for everyone.
Always. There's always something for everyone to participate in.
I was just going to say that's exactly the truth, and it's having the heart and the desire to give back. For years, prior to being at SPI, I've served as the City of Reading's volunteer coordinator within the personnel department, and for 5.5 years over at the county. And that was such a regular conversation, whether it was someone who just moved into town or has been here forever. And, you know, they may have just retired, but they still wanted to give back and to make an impact on others' lives. And they said, I don't know what you have or what it may be, but some of those first meetings, and really what it comes down to is, you know, if you're willing to give, we can find a place, and you'll have an opportunity to really make a difference and feel the rewards of helping others and being a greater part of your community.
You know, it's so true, because what I've also experienced, and I love, some of my best friends I met through volunteerism, because we already have a common interest and a common passion. And so, and then of course I have more than one passion or interest. So we became like this little group that went around together. It was like, hey, I've got this cause, and we call up so-and-so and we all go. And it was just, and we work full time as well. So, but somehow we brought our children along. I mean, they loved it. They always were like, when are we going to do the next thing? And, I just think it's a great way to sow back into your community and teach the next generation.
Yes. And you can start them young. I mean, everything from, hey, we're having a bake sale for the school. Who wants to make brownies? Or who's going to help us paint the lines on the baseball field this season for Little League? You know, start off small and train them while they're young, because volunteering is so much fun. You can try so many different things, learn so many job skills that you wouldn't even realize they can apply to a job later. But they do, and they teach you how to be reliable and how to be the person who's always there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, Jennifer, you know this firsthand this week, because you're in the process of launching your big fundraiser.
Oh, talking about fundraisers. Let's talk nonprofit fundraisers.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, so the title of our show is COVID and Nonprofits. So a lot of, as we all know, a lot of our nonprofits have really taken a large hit this year with COVID, because the events canceled across the board.
No, we're not canceling. We're just going to change them.
You just reinvented it. You came up with a great way to get around this shelter in place.
No,
so
I didn't come up with
share
it.
That's
the nice thing about being in the nonprofit world. You don't have to invent anything. Somebody else has done something, and they're all willing to help. There's no trade secrets in the nonprofit world. We all want to see somebody else succeed. You're talking about volunteerism. There's 4 or 5 other nonprofits that I go and help them do their special events, because it's fun.
It is fun.
And you learn what they do better than you, what you can apply to your nonprofit and vice versa. And I think right now what nonprofits are facing with fundraising is it's not so much that you can't do it, it's that it's terrifying. It's an entirely new world. What do you mean I have to produce a TV show for the internet? How do I do that?
Yeah.
I sit in a room with a piece of paper that people bid on. That's my fundraiser. How do I turn this into a TV show? And it is possible, and you can do it, and you have the volunteers that are willing to put in the hard work to make it happen. You just have to have that inspiration and enthusiasm and that crazy desire to see it done, and you can do it.
Yeah.
And darn it, that's what we're doing this week.
Yeah. And I love a challenge. So it's when someone tells me, oh, that's not possible, I'm like, oh, we should have said that.
Game on.
Challenge accepted.
Yes, right. Exactly. So, Jennifer, tell us about the auction coming up, since we're talking about.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Just love to. So Lassen Park Foundation's annual event is this Peak Experience Gala that we normally have at the McConnell Foundation, and out in the backyard patio, and the sun is setting, and it's just gorgeous, and we obviously can't do that this year, but we didn't want to see it go away. So we are having our auction. We're having it, and we already have the software, so we kind of have a leg up. We already did the software. We already do mobile bidding. So we don't have a tremendous change. We're just fortunate in that regard. But we are doing this instead of one night, a whole week.
Yeah.
So it starts Monday.
Fantastic.
So if you've ever volunteered for a nonprofit, my mind is crazy right now because I'm 3 days away for how long? Right? Not too long. And we have this event starting that's not just one night of craziness and volunteers, but a whole week. which is exciting and terrifying.
Yes.
So we're doing this online. We're bidding. And then at the end of it, we're going to have a TV show. We really are. We're going to be on YouTube and Facebook Live. I have a script. I have a run of show. I didn't even know that term until 3 weeks ago. I have a run of show. We've been practicing with my AV team. I have an AV team. That sounds so amazing. We have this amazing auctioneer out of San Francisco who I love working with and who does this with other nonprofits and is walking us through the process. And we're going to put on an amazing show.
So you're bidding online. Help me understand that and our listeners.
Two-screen event. That's the key term. You have a screen that you watch, be it a smart TV or a computer, laptop, and you have a phone that you bid on. Those are your two screens. So during this live screen event, you will be watching videos and testimonials about the park, about our programs, and we'll be, of course, asking for donations, which you will do on your phone or your mobile device or your laptop.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into the live auction, and I kid you not, he's going to be saying, package one is this, and this is amazing. Who's bidding? Oh, Christy's bidding. Christy's the lead bidding. Now we have Carrie coming in, and now Michelle's bidding, and Michelle's the high bidder. He's going to be doing that fast talk during this live stream while he's watching these bids on the computer, which is just a crazy thing to wrap your head around. But, it's going to be happening.
And the best part about Jennifer's event is they've tied in fantastic food from C.R. Gibbs being delivered to your door at the host house.
That's right.
Okay.
And wine. So they're going to, we'll have great meals, wine, and be bidding. And
this is why you're my
coming
friend.
Together.
Thank you for saying that.
That was very innovative.
Ladies, we're going to have to take a break, but I want to hear more about that, Jennifer, when we come back and how our community can get involved and support your cause and how it supports our community.
And I'll tell you about the other nonprofits doing it too.
Yes, let's do that. So if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Heroes of the North State on North State Now, and our guests in the studio this evening are Carrie Carancy. She's our Chief Executive Officer at the Community Foundation of the North State. Chrissy Lanham, North Sierra Community Relations Manager with Sierra Pacific Industries. And then also Jennifer Finnegan, the Executive Director of Lassen Park Foundation. I'm Michelle Slade, your host, and we'll be right back.
Lassen Park Foundation's cornerstone event, Peak Experience, is just around the corner, September 14th through the 20th. Enjoy a fully online virtual event. Registration is free for access to over 75 live and silent auction packages. The live stream event on September 19th will feature live auction package bidding. Go to LassenParkFoundation.org today to register and join us for the Peak Experience All Online Gala September 14th through the 20th. Register now.
We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Steve McCarley with Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. We're excited to have our 7th annual Iron Soldier Benefit Ride coming up here on October 4th. All bikes are welcome, and 100% of the proceeds will go to our local veterans through Homeward Bound. You can pre-register by calling 275-7300. There are some great sponsorship opportunities for businesses. Once again, call 275-7300.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. Now, during the break, you probably have heard a couple of those spots. One talking about Lassen Park Foundation's big fundraiser that's coming up on Monday, going to last 5 nights. And we ended the last break talking with Jennifer about how you can get involved, but then we teased it with C.R. Gibbs, and so here we are. We want to talk a little bit more about how is that? What are we doing?
Well, we wanted people to still feel involved, even though they can't be together. So you can order on our website, LassenParkFoundation.org, for more information. I've been trained. You can go online and you can order a to-go meal. And C.R. Gibbs has designed, their chef has designed meals that are easy to reheat. Okay. Which is ideal. You can pick them up in the afternoon from C.R. Gibbs and take them home. We also happen to have Lassen Park Foundation wine for you to buy and take home. Okay. And enjoy that meal while you're watching the live stream on Saturday, September 19th at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant, and what a great way to think outside the box and get the community involved without having to be in the same room.
Well, and we have the benefit, too, that we have a national park, so we have more than one community. So we actually have a location in Chico also that if you're in the Chico area, you can buy and pick up from Shelley's Creative Catering. So we're reaching both of our audiences with this event, which is something that you can't do with an in-person event. Mm-hmm. And I want nonprofits to embrace that because it gives us such a chance to reach more people.
So the idea tonight, if you're just tuning in or you're trying to figure out where we're going with this, is that COVID hit and everyone stopped, but our nonprofits had to keep going.
We do.
Still have a mission. Exactly. They still need our help. They serve so many different avenues in our community, and there are hundreds of them. I mean, really, just thousands. Up and down thousands.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Carrie, you've got that, I'm sure.
Thousands. Yes. Thousands.
Seems like there's a real strong concentration in the Northern California area, too.
Yeah.
There does seem to be an abnormal amount of nonprofits in our area, but they all do really good work and really strong work. And when our fundraisers are canceled because we can't come together and enjoy each other and enjoy the missions of these nonprofits, it really hampers their services. And during this time of COVID, many of these organizations have seen a dramatic increase in services with a dramatic decrease of revenue. And that's a big deal, and we need to be able to assist them. So whether it's the Lassen Park Foundation's event next week, which is super exciting and fun, and I love the creativity around all of that, or Giving Tuesday, or whatever the case may be, let's not forget them. They play a critical role in our community, whether it's arts or animals or the environment. All of those components make our community whole, and we cannot forget them.
That's exactly it. It's the fabric of our community, and I think that's the difference with the North State really is that the heart of our community is so great. The needs are also great, and you're right with the resources available. However, now more than ever, our nonprofits need us. They're supporting our kids. They're supporting our seniors. They're supporting those most vulnerable. So I think you nailed it, Carrie. It's that whether it's the Fashion Alliance or whether it's our emergency services and needs. I mean, think of the fires that we're currently experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's going to be a lot of hurt and a lot of healing that needs to be had. And so this is the time to give of your heart, of your time, or of your resources, if that is what's on your heart.
Well, and in essence, that provides hope. It not only provides hope for the person who's receiving the gift, but it builds hope in yourself that there's change and we're going to have a better tomorrow. And right now we're in the thick of it, and we think, how are we ever going to get through these fires and this pandemic and whatever issue you were dealing with as a family before any of this happened? But I'm here to say I know we have an amazing community. We always rise.
Yeah.
Always rise.
Nor stay together.
And we always come back stronger. It's not just a slogan. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about our friends at Shining Care. Shining Care is an amazing nonprofit that consists of two ladies who help all of our seniors in three counties. They're an amazing group. They do mighty work. And when COVID hit, it hit the senior population in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Their funding decreased, but you're right, their need increased.
Mm-hmm.
What was wonderful about that is the volunteerism that came out of it. They were able to create a portal on their website where you could go in and sign up to become a volunteer, train to be a volunteer so that you could reach out to seniors at home who are now shut-ins, who are afraid to go out, afraid to do anything. Find out what their needs are. Find out what resources that you can connect them to. So there are many, many, like you said, thousands, Carrie, out there, nonprofits like that. So I'm happy to be part of it. And I just hope if you take anything from this show, when you're listening, is that you'll just think about, hey, what are you passionate about? What were you passionate about in February before all this hit? Because those are the needs that are still here today. And I hope that you will just pick up the phone and make a difference tomorrow.
Yes, and that's it. Like, within our region, what, we've got over 800,000 people. That's 800,000 neighbors. So if there was ever a time to be neighborly, mm-hmm. be selfless, take a moment to write a card, mm-hmm. pick up the phone, help get some groceries to that senior who may not be able to drive to mm-hmm. town or have health issues, this is the time to be neighborly, be yeah. united, and for us to show that giving back's at the heart of our community.
Yeah. I kind of like that concept that there are the North State is so known, I think, for their giving and for their generosity. Maybe that is why we have so many nonprofits.
It is.
There's so many giving people here. We have the
we all have
economic
big
need. Yes.
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 And I have to say, I'm sure many of you experience this as well when you're sharing with like organizations or industries and you're at conferences and talking about our communities. They just say, well, how did you make that happen? How did you raise so much money? Your community is so rural. It's so different. And I just, it blows me away every time. And it's a good reminder to me that we live in a pretty special place.
We do.
We do. We do.
Yeah. Can't quote me on this, but I did read it officially about a year ago that Shasta County was like 7th in the nation. Do any of you ladies, have
I
you heard that?
I think it was 2nd for the most generous
for the most
community.
Generous
yeah.
community.
Mm-hmm. And it was with volunteer hours as well, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just how much in dollars that are given, although it does take dollars to drive nonprofits
mm-hmm.
And our schools and public
yeah.
safety, but it is. It was those volunteer hours that get just poured into our area.
That's yeah. wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to come back. We'll have one more break after this break, but I just want to make sure that we properly thank our sponsors, Vestra Resources and Lassen Canyon Nursery. If you don't know a lot about these two organizations, these two businesses, I encourage you to research and go on their websites and look them up, because they are just like what we're talking about. They're companies that give, but their employees and their ownership give personally. They are involved in our fairs. They're involved in the Shasta County Farm Bureau. They're involved with our veterans, our children, our elderly. They see a need, and if they can, they want to help. So thank you so much to both of those sponsors tonight, Vestra Resources, Lassen Canyon Nursery. And then also, we were talking about, you know, Carrie, you were saying thousands, and on the break we were talking about, gosh, where can we find this information? And you know what? Your website has an amazing link that lists all of the different nonprofits. Now, it's not going to be obviously a completed list, but there are so many. You can just scroll and scroll. I think I printed out 15 pages of different nonprofits that you can support. So, of course, we're going to post that on My Umbrella's Facebook page. So go to My Umbrella Marketing. You're going to see the little red umbrella. You've hit the right spot. Click on that, and we'll have some links up there to the foundation, or go straight to the foundation's website as well. Find it. If you don't have a cause or you've been thinking about it, great place to pick one. So that's what I would say. I know for myself, I started out, I would say my biggest event was Relay for Life. Absolutely loved it, everything about it. I think Relay, we were doing it out of Shasta College at the time when I was heavily involved in that. It was huge, and it was an honor to be involved. So find something you're passionate about and just do whatever you can. Give an hour, give a week. Give a little bit of your time. So I just saw our light flash, so we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. In the studio with me tonight is Carrie Carancy. She's the Chief Executive Officer of the Community Foundation of the North State. Christy Lanham, she is the North Sierra Community Relations Manager for SBI. And then also Jennifer Finnegan, she's the Executive Director for the Lassen Park Foundation. We'll be right back.
Lassen Park Foundation's cornerstone event, Peak Experience, is just around the corner, September 14th through the 20th. Enjoy a fully online virtual event. Registration is free for access to over 75 live and silent auction packages. The live stream event on September 19th will feature live auction package bidding. Go to LassenParkFoundation.org today to register and join us for the Peak Experience all online gala September 14th through the 20th. Register now.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Steve McCarley with Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. We're excited to have our 7th Annual Iron Soldier Benefit Ride coming up here on October 4th. All bikes are welcome, and 100% of the proceeds will go to our local veterans through Homeward Bound. You can pre-register by calling 275-7300. There are some great sponsorship opportunities for businesses. Once again, call 275-7300.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter.
Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are junior livestock auctions, Haven Humane, and veterans organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Well, welcome back. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State on KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, plus live streaming on KCNR 1460. Thank you again to our sponsors. We couldn't have a show like this, celebrating local heroes, not because we have to. They don't become heroes because they're told to go volunteer. They're told to give back. It's just in them, and they want to. And we have a platform where we can just really rise above and shine a light on them, and I'm thankful for that. So thank you, Vestra Resources and Lassen Canyon Nursery. We appreciate your support this evening. So I'm sitting here, and I'm talking with these ladies, and we're talking about all of our volunteer experiences and the time and sometimes the overcommitments we make and the things that we wish we could do more often, and if only we could just figure out a way where I could just volunteer. Like, if I could just pay my bills somehow just volunteering.
That'd be great.
It would be wonderful. That's really my heart's passion. But, you know, it's not reality. So we pick our few, and we sometimes it's monetarily. Carrie, you were saying that earlier. Sometimes it's with time. And then you had a third.
Yes, everyone can be a philanthropist.
That's right.
With time, money, or talent.
Yes.
And when you think of the word philanthropy and philanthropist, it always goes to money.
Yeah.
But that is not at all what it needs to be and not at all what it needs to start with. And volunteering is a huge component.
Yeah, exactly. And then giving back. So I think sometimes when people think, oh, can you make a donation, they immediately think that you're going to want thousands of dollars. But it's that $1, that $5, that $20, that haircut they give to your auction or that mm-hmm. big vacation trip. Because in the end of the day, we've all had a penny bank. You put a penny in it every day, and at the end of the year, hey, look at that. I have more than a penny. So it's basically the same idea, I think, for nonprofits.
Absolutely. The donations we see at the Community Foundation, and specifically through our Car Fire Relief Fund and other relief funds for disasters, the most inspiring donations are the smallest gifts.
Yeah.
Because they come from the biggest hearts.
Yeah.
And so my favorite story from the car fire donations was three little girls in Trinity County. They had a lemonade stand. They raised like $9 or something. Their dad drove it over to our office and delivered the coins.
Wonderful.
I have no doubt he spent more in gas money. I have no doubt he spent and their family spent more on the supplies.
Yeah.
But those girls just had to do something, and they showed up, and those gifts mean more to us than anything
yeah.
else.
Yeah. I was just going to say, in that multiplying mm-hmm. factor, right, of a community, and whether it's that tiny gift from those tiny hands or those larger gifts, but it's when multiplied that we see the power mm-hmm. of Giving Tuesday and over $1 million-plus dollars raised yeah. in a day. And there was one quote, I couldn't pull it up until just a few minutes ago, but it was that moment when you forget you're volunteering to help change lives because it's changing yours.
Yeah.
Oh, and that is something that, as you mentioned, seeing your parents witnessing that volunteering and giving back at a young age, that was the same for me. And it's one of those that I don't think you could drain it out of me or work it out of me. It's that, it's the, whether it's heavy lifting or that gentle hand and reaching out to someone who just really needs that support. That's what makes our community so great.
Mm-hmm. You know, people say to us, you know, oh, you're one of those people who can't say no, aren't you? No, I'm one of those people who doesn't want to say no. I'm
right.
Choice.
Amen.
I agree.
I totally agree. Second that.
It's a choice.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Carrie, tell us, Giving Tuesday is coming up.
Yes. We are so excited. Giving Tuesday is coming up. Nonprofits are signing up as we speak right now. That is super exciting. In the past 2 years, we've had 178 nonprofits participate over Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties. And so we're anticipating at least the same, if not maybe a few more. And not only do people get to give on that day and give back to their nonprofits in one credit card transaction, the minimum donation is $10.
I love that.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic.
We need to make it accessible for everybody. So the Community Foundation takes care of all the back office work, and then we give one check to the nonprofit at the end of the day. In addition to that, we have to make it exciting and incentivize donors and the nonprofits. So the Community Foundation has over $60,000 in prize money to give away through the day, in addition to 14 business sponsors. So every hour on the hour, we have sponsors giving away $1,000 to a nonprofit that they pick out of the hat, and that nonprofit gets to benefit from it. And it is so fun to work with those businesses or organizations who are sponsoring, because oftentimes it's an organization they're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden,
I remember that day, and it was pulling that name out of the hat, and that your whole team or company or office gets to be a part of that giving in that moment.
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden they're like, who is this? Mm-hmm. And they wait till the camera's done, and then they all get to learn about that nonprofit, and they've been educated about what's happening in their community, and they've made a huge difference. And so it's a lot of fun for us to see that tally go up throughout the day. And maybe you don't know what nonprofit you want to give back to. You can search by category. If you love animals, we have a lot of animal lovers in our area. You can search by animals. You want to go outside and be part of recreation. You can search in that way. And so there's something for everybody, because our community is built for everyone.
So as a past development director, I've been on the receiving end of that for Giving Tuesday. And it's like a cheer that you've never heard. So when a nonprofit gets $500 out of a drawing, you hear the whole building roar. And you go, it's a big deal
that's
to us
like
nonprofit.
It's like hitting the lottery.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And when it's once an hour and then you're watching the tally and you're refreshing and the page and you see your numbers go up and it's by $10 or $100 or whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And so thank you to the foundation for putting that together for all of us in our community, because honestly, we all, whether we're the nonprofit, the person giving, we all benefit because it's benefiting our community. So in some way, it's benefiting every person that lives here.
Absolutely.
It is. It's magical. And I think that's exactly what you said. And it's it inspires others, right?
Yeah.
So it may be learning about a nonprofit or seeing those donations go in, but it inspires others to do the same and or even just to share that message and how that makes you feel and what you're a part of on that Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, this time went by so quickly. We're going to have to wrap up. But, you know, I've got to say thank you so much for coming in and sharing your passion. I definitely want to have you back individually because there's so much more that we can talk about. And so, Jennifer, I'll start with you. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for sharing about the Lassen Park Foundation. And I want to encourage people, if you tell us how to go to the website again.
LassenParkFoundation.org will get you the link to all of the event information and to register for free.
Wonderful. So, okay, so COVID might be here, but you know what? You can get your dinner delivered, and you can watch a little television and bid and help a nonprofit.
You know, and hiking through a national park is a COVID-approved activity.
That is, and you know, probably been used more now than in a long time. So wonderful.
It's been beautiful up there.
Yes, absolutely. And Christy, thank you so much for coming in and sharing about all your passion and what you do in our community to help us. We appreciate you and your talent.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. And to be at the table with these incredible ladies, and especially yourself with all you do throughout all of our communities, nonprofits, and especially with the Farm Bureau and magnificent ways for our next generation. It's just honored.
Oh, thank you. And then, Carrie, thank you so much for sharing about Giving Tuesday and everything else the foundation does. And we are so blessed to have had you in leadership for 5 years with us and our community and all the good that has come from that. So thank you for coming in and sharing your passion as well.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for the honor to be here. And I share in sitting here with these ladies. I'm very blessed to be part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. So you are listening to Heroes of the North State, North State Now, right here on KCNR Radio. Thank you again to our sponsors, Vesta Resources and Lassen Canyon Nursery. Until we meet again next month, thank you. I'm Michelle Slade.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.